April 25th, a Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, 1981. Good day, Jane. Am I talking to Jane again?
You are.
Jane, it's good to hear from you again, and we're happy that we are here together and that we can communicate and to perhaps understand each other more and to perhaps be more clear with ourselves, with a greater understanding. If it is all right with you, I'd love to say a prayer that I have arranged for us here. Would it be pleasing to you and to others here?
Yes.
Okay. Then as we begin, wherever this is happening, then I will pray now, and perhaps at the end you may say your prayer. O Holy Father, share with us your wisdom so that we may know that you are the only true God, the one who sent Jesus Christ our Lord, so that we may glorify only you. Holy Father, protect us from all influence that is contrary to your holy word, and teach us to discern the difference, so that we may be one with you and you one with us. For this reason, we place ourselves in your hands with trust and faith that you will be, that your will be done through the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ our Lord. Share with us then, Jane, perhaps something you may have wanted to share last time, but as time goes on, you can't be there always. And then perhaps I have a few questions that I'd like to share with you and ask with you and some comments.
I would like to say at the beginning that there was an error in the timing that I gave you when we discussed the origin of man. Do you recall?
Yes, I do.
And I said it was approximately 1 million years.
Yes.
That is incorrect. Apparently, my counselors have a difficult time reckoning time as we do, since they have not done this, and apparently a more correct answer would have been 5 to 6 times that amount.
5 to 6 times, that means 5 or 6 million years and the
yes.
origin of man.
Yes, I would take this as an approximation only.
Yes.
I do not know if that is important to you,
well,
but it may be, and it was an error. It was not my error.
Okay. As a point of information, of course, I think information is intelligence. And if we do have information, then therefore we have also intelligence.
There is a favor that I would beg of you.
Yes.
Perhaps that is not true. It is a request from my papa, who would speak with you. I must tell you why. It is some time ago we discussed, I believe it was you requested to speak with Andrew.
Yes.
And when I inquired of Andrew, he declined. I believe I told you that.
Yes.
But when Papa discovered this, at first it made no matter to him. But when he discovered Andrew declined, he wished to do this himself. I think for that reason. You see, he has forgiven me. He has not forgiven Andrew.
Yes.
And there is much bad feeling there. I believe this was at the root of his request, but it has been decided to grant this because it may be a way for him to learn, but it will be rather brief.
All right.
And there is no danger. We have control.
Okay. There was some unfinished business from the last session. Does Papa want to come through now, or do you want to wait?
If it would please you.
Yes, all right. Okay. All right.
If he wishes to return, or if by any indication you know that is to happen, please do not attempt to persuade him to stay.
Yes. Let it happen according to your control and the council control.
Yes.
Okay.
It will please you to do this now?
Yes. If it's in God's hands, then he certainly has control. The Lord Jesus Christ does have control.
Very well. I will return as soon as he has gone, and then we can begin.
Thank you.
Jane, I can't see nothing.
Can you hear our voices?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can't see.
All right. Are you Jane's brother?
Yes, sir.
Are you Jane's papa?
Mary Jane
Tweed's papa.
That's no Tweed.
No Tweed.
No, sir.
Okay. What is your name then?
Marciple.
Marciple.
That's my name.
I want you to know that we are here in God's name. In Jesus Christ's name. You may want to share something with us, Mr. Marciple.
Yes, sir. Who be you?
Yes, I'm listening.
Who are you?
Oh, who am I? I am Henry Prokop, the one who has talked with Jane in the beginning.
I'm Dr. Bowman.
And this
Howard Ford.
And Mr. Ford.
Yeah. Doctor, she said there's a doctor.
Dr. Bowman, yes.
Yes. How do you?
Fine.
Hello. Yes, hello.
He says that it's all right. I can't see.
But you can hear us, and that's all right. And you can hear us. What would you want to share with us?
You know my girl?
Yes.
You're a doctor?
I am not, but Dr. Bowman is. Would you want to speak with him?
What is it that you are?
I work with the doctors in a helping way to help people with their problems in the physical world and also probably spiritually as well by having the faith in God.
You're a preacher?
Not a preacher, but a helper of people.
And how is it you do that?
Well, there's various methods that perhaps you may not understand, but one is having the faith in God, the other is having the faith in science, and also by using other methods of helping people to see the truth.
I don't know what you mean.
Yes. It may be too difficult for us to explain it to you, but maybe you want to share something with us. Perhaps Mr. Ford has a question or two would you like to ask?
No, I was just going to say, I also help people just like Mr. Prokop was talking about, and one of the things I do is help them work out their problems, getting along in marriage, help them with what we call marriage counseling.
Counselor?
Right.
Counselor at law, is it?
No, not at law. It's not legal counseling. It's just talk with them and help them work out their problems and learn how to love each other better.
You are a counselor.
You're talking to Henry now? Let's go by first name. It's Henry, Howard, and Dr. Bauman, the physician. His name is Jim. I'm also a counselor in that same regard that Howard said.
You're a Jim.
Yes.
Who is the one that does this with this lady?
I have begun it to begin with, and then we all have conversed through this lady, to Jane, and through her counselor.
She called you hypnotist.
Yes.
Yeah, I know that thing.
Oh, you know about hypnotists.
Yeah, that you're the one who, yeah. I knew about them in Chicago.
Was there some in Chicago?
There's one in Chicago.
What do you know about that one?
He's a bad one.
He's a bad one?
He's took a lady and pried her brains, he did, like ruffled eggs, they were in out of town in a hurry.
I can't blame him.
You're not that kind.
No, I'm not.
Right. You can call me Otto.
Otto?
Yes, sir.
That's Otto, O-T-T-O?
Otto, yes, sir.
Okay, yes. Yes. Well, Otto, maybe from where you are, what is it that you'd like to share with us or ask from us in ways that we may be helpful to you?
girl. She told me about what she were doing here. I said, foolishness at first, but she said, you asked about talking to that Tweed.
Andrew?
Yeah, that's him. And he's a bad one. I know that first time I saw him, he's a bad one. He stole my girl away, you know. I knew he no good, but she wouldn't listen. The bastard is that man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was through his refusal to speak that has permitted you to relate to us, and we are pleased that you have in your daughter once again found union. And she will tell you it is because of our encouragement to relate to you. And therefore, I feel welcome with you as you are welcome with me.
Well, thank you. Nice. It's very hard to do this, I think.
It may need only be for a brief time, but the union between people is growthful and intended to be growthful.
I heard she told you something where it's so about my taking spirits. Came home on occasion a bit tangle-footed, you know. That's all.
I'm from near Hebron, Ohio. I'm from Ohio too, and felt a camaraderie when your daughter had told us about Rose's Road in Hebron. And so there is some things that give a common bond here that, in closeness, that makes us feel comfortable.
That's a nice place, better in Chicago, better in New York. There's bad city in New York, where that's where I was from.
I understand you were from the, I don't want to say things that would be painful to you, but I understand that you were found on a doorstep. Now maybe these are not painful memories to you now, I don't know, but I don't want to, could you share with me rather than me ask painful questions?
About what?
Your origin.
Where I was from? I was from New York City.
Yes.
You know a bit?
Yes. Do you now know who your parents were, where you did not know what
no,
you
sir.
Were?
Don't care to know.
Don't care to know.
No, sir. I ran away from there as soon as I could. That place I lived in New York City. It was then this called himself a preacher, and he weren't no preacher.
We understand you also were in the Chicago Fire, which was a emotionally painful time, and were interested in that time too.
The Great Fire.
The Great Fire.
Yes, that's true. Yes, I hurt bad in that. Couldn't work for a long time after I was a harness mender for that fire.
You were a harness mender?
Before the fire. And that was terrible, terrible thing that I remember.
And another painful time we know about was that the theater that you went to enjoy became a final.
Plagued me all my life, I think, right to the end.
The reason I'm saying these things is because I wanted you to know that we know about you and yet are pleased to meet you. Most of what we know was your tragedies, and we always enjoy knowing some of the beauty that you have found also.
Best place I ever lived was in Ohio. There had some red hogs that were nice.
I may someday go there and walk where you walked, but I guess there's no need for that now that I can relate to you directly.
Have you seen my girl? Can you see my girl?
No more than you can see us. Apparently there are different dimensions or different planes, whatever term. No, we cannot see her.
She's a beauty.
She has seen us.
She has. I can't. Can't see nothing.
That's with permission and when situations are comfortable for all.
Do you understand what, the year is? It was 18 and something, and then 19. Do you know what year it is for us today?
No, sir.
Would you be surprised if they said it was 1981? That's our year now. What was the last year?
I didn't know that.
What was the last year you remember? Well, this is several years later.
Yep. That's right.
About 7 years.
We don't We don't do that no more.
Don't do that what? Keep time? Would you share a little of what you've experienced since you quit keeping time?
I think I'd like to go back now.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our regards to you, yours. If we can help any time, let us know.
Very much obliged.
You're welcome.
To you all.
Thank you, thank you.
If we can help you anytime, we'll be willing.
Mary Jane, can I come back now?
Us here, I believe, to have spoken with your papa, and you are aware of it.
Yes.
And I think we have all sensed some deeper hurt that's within him.
That is true.
And
yes.
How can you help us at some time in the future, perhaps, where we may help him at another time? Maybe to share some of our faith, belief, or wisdom with him.
Part of the reason that he was allowed to do this is so that he could experience, as I have, that feeling of being bound once again.
Bound to the physical body?
Yes.
Yes. Shackled, as you mentioned, one time in the past. Yes.
Yes, and that will be helpful to him to realize his freedom. Perhaps he had not. And also for you, so that you may see how easily this is done.
Well, we have seen how easily it is done, and we've also seen the difference in Anne's facial expressions as he was here. Or within you, or wherever.
Yes.
Okay, it was very interesting to us. Would you want to share anything on your part now? In what happened and why this was permitted any further than that?
No, I don't believe I wish to dwell on that.
Alright. Alright.
We did have a discussion, you and I.
Yes.
That
was not finished.
Yes, that is true.
Okay. May I continue that from then on for a few moments, and then I'll relinquish to others here in the room?
Of course.
Okay. The greatest question I have, Jane, is in our Holy Scriptures, as we last time, at least I perhaps misunderstood, that you said the tempter or Satan didn't exist unless we believed he existed. But yet, in several phrases in the Bible, which I'll read very briefly to you, when Christ was tempted in a desert, and I'll read only one paragraph, then Jesus said to him, meaning that something did exist, "Get away, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And who is this him, and who is the Satan?
I believe that perhaps at one point, it is when I said, there is only the Father, and all else is lie.
Yes.
That you stopped listening to me and listen to yourself.
I'll be willing to listen again then, okay.
I do believe to you my words are as windows.
Yes.
And you peer within each to see if the devil resides therein.
Yes.
That is all right.
All right.
But you will not find him there. I did not say he did not exist. I believe I did tell you the story of the angels who separated from the Father was true.
Yes.
Do you, perhaps I should ask this, do you believe that we are all one and our source is the Father?
Absolutely, yes.
Then we have no quarrel. Please let me continue. Perhaps
yes,
my meaning will be clear, and I know I did not express myself plainly to you. I wanted to show you that if you dwell on these, it is not good. Those that we call, have always called evil, the devil, are separators. Evil has many manifestations. It may show itself in many ways. But if you will think about it, separation is the base for all of these. Those who are separators, who are known as evil, would have you believe that they are not of the Father, that their powers are their own, that they are independent, separate, autonomous. That is not true. He supports their life as he does all life. And the power that the angels had, who fell, who separated, was the power that is given to all angels. He gave those beings free will as he gives all beings free will. By their free will, they chose to leave him, but they would have you believe that this power, that their life is not from him. This is their philosophy. It is their teaching. It is lie. Do not grant them their lie. They exist, but not in the way that they would have you believe. That is what I should have expressed to you.
Yes, yes, that I can accept. I can accept that. Completely.
But to dwell upon them as if they had this power in and of themselves, to fear them is to add to their substance.
Yes, I agree with that also.
We must be careful to be aware of them. It is their works, their behavior, their teachings that we must avoid, deny, turn our backs upon, but we also must know their existence is the same source as ours, but they will tell you differently.
I see what you're saying, yes.
The work of integration here, just a minute, Henry. Let me just respond here. Jane, there's a great deal of wisdom being spoken here, and
we understand that you just, we know that from what you've experienced with us, that you have made yourself present as Jane. Your father just made himself present as Otto. In a little while, Anne will make herself present as Anne. Now we know deep within your heart that you have clearly identified to us that separateness does exist. And we also know that you're talking with profound wisdom that unity exists. And if we're all patient and continue to wait for you to express yourself fully, I think we will integrate this. It's a little emotional because we're dealing with the concepts of the dark angels or other spirits now, but if we all stop to realize that Jane does know that Howard is here, that Jim is here, as Henry is here, as Anne, as Otto, or all, and we are, to some degree, separate. But if we give her time, she will also share with us the unity that she is trying to express to herself. So I don't want to get this into an argumentative situation, and let's just all be patient with what you have to share, because she knows as well as us that separateness does appear as separateness at this point. But in this last week, the profound wisdom has come to me. I no longer have to truly, in my mind, separate, is Jane Anne, and is Otto Jane, and is Jane Dr. Bauman or Howard. But in some union from the source of the beginning, just as we are all in oneness, and just as the light that began when they said, let there be light, we are now out here made of the same stuff of which that original light came from. So there is no contradiction. It's just a beautiful, fascinating puzzle as to how oneness and manyness can exist in unity. And let me rest again while I continue to listen to what you say.
It is true that where you are, it is so much easier to see the separation. It is to be that way. It was designed in such fashion. It is perception, but it is also true that in this state of existence that separation does exist. It is more difficult to see the oneness, but that is there also. Did you have another question?
Yes, you know I do. I have two questions. Two questions, and then your answer will answer my question. I'll just read a little bit of the Bible here, and again, this was 1, 2, 3 paragraphs from St. John the Apostle. Jesus said to them, if God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded and came from God. I did not come of my own accord, but he sent me. Then you are from the father of accusations, and you want to do the lusts of your father. He who is a murderer of men from the very beginning, and who never stands by the truth, but because there is no truth in him. He's talking about an individual. When he speaks his own lie, because he is a liar. He is a liar, and the father of lies. That's one question. The other one is this one, and then I'll be silent.
What is the question?
Well, who is the father of lies, and who is the prince of this world?
The father of lies would be, I believe he is known as Lucifer. He has many names. That was not the leader of the, who led the angels away from their creator, is known as Lucifer. It was not his name. It is the name that has been given him by those on earth, but it means...
Would you share with us his name?
Morning Star.
Morning Star?
Yes, he was the brightest star.
He was the brightest star?
Yes. And he is the, you see, he is the father of all life, because his existence as he conceives of it is a lie. It has to be a lie. But he has retained, as well as the other, so the others who went with him, has retained the power that was given him in his existence, which is considerable.
So that one time he was the Morning Star and he was an angel on the good side of
God. Not as you might consider a star in the heavens.
No, I know what you mean, yeah.
Yes.
As a bright shining angel who would
yes.
be very close to the Father at that time.
Yes.
Can his power overcome free will?
No, not as force, as persuasion, as
seduction.
That is correct.
You heard my whispering.
I didn't hear that.
Seduction.
It is not by force, but he has many ways to accomplish his end.
Jane, could the original separation occur in part by mistake?
I do not understand your meaning.
A lie implies intent. A mistake can be wrong, but without intent. Could separation have occurred by...
It was intent. It was free will.
Free will and then choice.
It was choice. It was his choice. Now, our Father knew that this choice would be made. It does not mean that he forced that or caused that separation to occur. However, you see, all of our choices are known before they occur, as was this one. So our Father knew when he granted free will that there would be a separation and allowed that. He would allow this to all of his creations. He hopes that we will make a proper choice and return to him.
Yes.
Let me switch the tape before. If you don't mind, Jean, I want to switch my recorder here for a moment.
Of course.